The Testaments of the Three Patriarchs. Testament of Abraham. Recension B. It came to pass, when the days of Abraham's death drew near, the Lord said to Michael, Arise and go to Abraham my servant, and say to him, You shall depart from life, because behold, the days of your temporal life are fulfilled, so that he may administer the affairs of his household before he dies. And Michael went and came to Abraham, and he found him sitting before his oxen used for plowing. He was very old in appearance, and he had his son in his arms. Then when Abraham saw the archangel Michael, he arose from the ground and welcomed him, not knowing who he was, and said to him, God save you. May you be well as you continue your journey. And Michael answered him, You are a benevolent man, good father. And Abraham answered and said to him, Come, draw near to me, brother, and sit for a little while, so that I may command an animal to be brought, in order that we may go to my house, and you may rest with me, because it is near evening, and you may rise early and go wherever you wish, lest now an evil wild beast meet you and harm you. Michael answered Abraham, saying, Tell me your name before I enter your house, lest I become burdensome to you. And Abraham answered and said, My parents named me Abram. And the Lord renamed me Abraham, saying, Arise, and go from your house and from your family, and come into a land which I shall now show you. And when I left for the land which the Lord showed me, he said to me, Your name shall no longer be called Abram, but you shall be called Abraham. Michael answered and said to him, Bear with me, my father, man who has been thought of by God, because I am a stranger, and I heard about you when you were apart 40 stadia, and took a calf and slaughtered it, entertaining angels as guests in your house, so that they might rest. While they were talking about these things, they rose and went to the house. Abraham called one of his servants and said to him, Go, bring me a beast of burden, so that the stranger might sit on it, because he is tired from walking. And Michael said, Do not trouble the youth, but let us go on in high spirits until we reach your house, for I love your company. And they rose and went. And as they drew near to the city, about 3 stadia away, they found a great tree, having 300 branches, like a tamarisk. And they heard a voice singing from its branches, Holy are you, because you carried out the purpose concerning the things for which you were sent. And Abraham heard the voice, and hid the mystery in his heart, saying to himself, What then is the mystery that I have heard? As he came into the house, Abraham said to his servants, Arise, and go out to the flock, and bring 3 lambs, and slaughter them quickly, and prepare them, so that we may eat and drink, because this day is a day of good cheer. And the servants brought the lambs, and Abraham called his son Isaac, and said to him, Isaac, my child, arise, and put water into the vessel, so that we may wash the feet of this stranger. And he brought it as he was commanded, and Abraham said, I have an insight into what will come to pass, that in this bowl I shall not again wash the feet of a man who is entertained as a guest with us. When Isaac heard his father saying these things, he wept and said to him, My father, what is this that you say? Is my last time to wash a stranger's feet? And when Abraham saw his son crying, he also cried greatly, and Michael, seeing them crying, also cried. And Michael's tears fell into the vessel and became a precious stone. When Sarah heard their crying, for she was inside her house, she came out and said to Abraham, My Lord, why is it that you cry thus? And Abraham answered and said to her, It is nothing evil. Go into your house and do your own work, lest we become burdensome to the man. And Sarah departed, because she was about to prepare supper. And the sun was near setting, and Michael went outside the house, and he was taken up into the heavens to worship before God. For at the setting of the sun, all angels worship God. And the same Michael is the first of the angels, and all worshipped and left, each to his own place. But Michael answered before God and said, Lord, command me to be questioned before your high holy glory. And the Lord said to Michael, Tell whatever you wish. The archangel answered and said, Lord, you sent me to Abraham to say to him, Depart from your body and leave the world. The Lord calls you. And I cannot bring myself, Lord, to be revealed to him, because he is your friend and a righteous man, who welcomes strangers. But I beseech you, Lord, command the mention of Abraham's death to enter into his heart, and let me not tell it to him, for it is very curt to say, Leave the world, and above all from one's own body. for from the beginning you made him to have mercy on the souls of all men. Then the Lord said to Michael, Arise and go to Abraham and stay with him as a guest, and whatever you see him eating, you will also eat, and wherever he sleeps, you also sleep there. For I shall thrust the mention of Abraham's death into the heart of Isaac his son in a dream. Then Michael left for Abraham's house in that evening, and he found them preparing supper. Then they ate and drank and made merry. And Abraham said to his son Isaac, Arise, child, spread out the man's couch so that he may rest, and place his lamp on the lampstand. And Isaac did as his father commanded. And Isaac said to his father, Father, I am also coming to sleep near you. And Abraham answered him, No, my child, lest we become burdensome to this man, but go to your room and rest. And Isaac, not wanting to disobey his father's command, went and rested in his room. And it came to pass around the seventh hour of night, Isaac woke up and went to the door of his father's house, crying out and saying, Father, open the door so that I may enjoy the sight of you before they take you from me. And Abraham arose and opened the door, and Isaac entered and hung upon his father's neck, crying, and bewailing, he kissed him. And Abraham cried with his son. And Michael saw them crying, and he too cried. And when Sarah heard the crying from her bedchamber, she cried out, saying, My lord Abraham, what is the crying about? Did the stranger tell you about your nephew Lot, that he has died? Or has anything else happened to us? Michael answered and said to Sarah, No, Sarah, I did not bring news about Lot. Rather, I learned about all your benevolence, that you surpass all who were on the earth, and God has remembered you. Then Sarah said to Abraham, How could you dare cry when the man of God has come to you? And how could your eyes, the fountains of light, shed tears? Because today is a day of rejoicing. Then Abraham said to her, Whence do you know that he is a man of God? Sarah answered and said, Because I declare and say that this is one of the three men who stayed as our guest at the oak of Mamre, when one of the servants went and brought a calf, and you slaughtered it. And you said to me, Rise, prepare, so that we may eat with these men in our house. And Abraham answered and said, You have perceived well, O wife, for I too, when I bathed his feet, knew in my heart that these are the feet that I bathed at the oak of Mamre. And when I began to inquire about his journey, he said to me, I am going to protect your brother Lot from Sodom. And then I knew the mystery. Abraham said to Michael, Tell me, man of God, and reveal to me why you have come here. And Michael said, Your son Isaac will disclose it to you. And Abraham said to his son, My beloved son, tell me what you saw in a dream today and became alarmed. Tell me. And Isaac answered his father, I saw the sun and the moon in my dream, and there was a crown upon my head, and there was an enormous man, shining exceedingly from heaven as the light which is called Father of Light. And he took the sun from my head, and then he left the rays with me, and I cried and said, I beseech you, my Lord, do not take off the glory of my head and the light of my house and all my glory. The sun and the moon and the stars mourned, saying, Do not take off the glory of our power. And that radiant man answered and said to me, Do not cry because I took the light of your house, for it has been taken up from labors into rest, and from lowliness into height. They are taking it from straightness into spaciousness. They are taking it from darkness into light. I said to him, I beseech you, Lord, take also the rays with it. He said to me, There are 12 hours of the day, and then I take all the rays. When the radiant man said these things, I saw the sun of my house going up into heaven, but I saw that crown no more. That sun was like you, my father. And Michael said to Abraham, Your son Isaac has spoken the truth, for you are the sun, and you will be taken up into the heavens, while your body remains on the earth until 7,000 ages are fulfilled, for then all flesh will be raised. Now therefore, Abraham, make a will governing the things of your household and concerning your sons, for you have heard completely the dispensation concerning you. And Abraham answered and said to Michael, I beseech you, Lord, if I am to leave my body, I want to be taken up bodily, in order that I may see the things of creation which the Lord my God has created in heaven and on earth. And Michael answered and said, This is not my task, but I shall go and report to the Lord about this. And if I am commanded, I shall show you all these things. And Michael went up in the heavens and spoke before the Lord concerning Abraham. And the Lord answered Michael, Go and take up Abraham in the body and show him everything, and whatever he says to you, do it, as you would for him who is my friend. Then Michael left and took Abraham up into a cloud in the body and bore him up to the river Oceanus. And Abraham looked and saw two gates, one small and the other large. And between the two gates there sat a man upon a throne of great glory, and a multitude of angels encircled him. And sometimes he was crying, and again laughing. And crying exceeded his laughter sevenfold. And Abraham said to Michael, Who is this who is seated between the two gates with great glory? And sometimes he laughs, but others he cries. And the crying exceeds the laughter sevenfold. And Michael said to Abraham, Do you not know who he is? And he said, No, Lord. And Michael said to Abraham, Do you see these two gates, the small and the large? These are the gates which lead to life and to destruction. And this man who is sitting between them, this is Adam, the first man whom God formed. And he placed him in this place to see every soul leaving its body, since everyone is from him. When therefore you see him crying, know that he has seen many souls being led to destruction. But when you see him laughing, he has seen a few souls being led to life. Do you see him, how the crying exceeds the laughter? Since he sees the greater part of the world being led through the broad gate to destruction, therefore the crying exceeds the laughter sevenfold. And Abraham said, Is one who is unable to enter through the straight gate unable to enter into life? Then Abraham cried, saying, Woe to me, what shall I do? Because I am a man of broad body, and how shall I be able to enter into the straight gate, into which a child of 15 years would not be able to enter? And Michael answered and said to Abraham, Do not you fear, father, nor grieve, for you will enter through it unhindered, as will all those who are like you. And as Abraham was standing and marveling, behold, there was an angel of the Lord driving 6 myriads of souls of sinners into destruction. And Abraham said to Michael, Are all these going to destruction? And Michael said to him, Yes, but let us go and seek among those souls to see if there is even one among them which is righteous. And when they went, they found an angel holding in his hand one soul of a woman from among the 6 myriads, because he found her sins evenly balanced with all her works. And they were neither in distress nor at rest, but in an intermediate place. But those other souls he took to destruction. And Abraham said to Michael, Lord, this is the angel who brings forth souls from the body or not? Michael answered and said, This, the latter, is death. And he leads them to the place of judgment, so that the judge may judge them. And Abraham said, My Lord, I beseech you that you should conduct me to the place of judgment, so that I too may see how they are judged. Then Michael took Abraham onto a cloud, and he brought him to paradise. And when he reached the place where the judge was, the angel went and gave that soul to the judge. The soul said, Have mercy on me, Lord. And the judge said, How shall I have mercy on you, since you did not have mercy on the daughter whom you bore, the fruit of your womb? Why did you murder her? And she answered, No, Lord, the murder did not come from me, but my daughter has herself lied against me. The judge commanded the one who writes to the records to come. And behold, there came cherubim bearing 2 books, and with them was a very enormous man, and he had on his head 3 crowns, and 1 crown was higher than the other 2 crowns. The crowns are called the crowns of witness. And the man had in his hand a golden pen. And the judge said to him, Give proof of the sin of this soul. And that man opened one of the books which the cherubim had, and sought out the sin of the woman's soul. And he found it. And the judge said, O wretched soul, how can you say that you have not committed murder? Did you not, after your husband's death, go and commit adultery with your daughter's husband and kill her? And he charged her also with her other sins, including whatever she had done from her childhood. When the woman heard these things, she cried aloud, saying, Woe is me! Woe is me! Because I forgot all my sins which I committed in the world, but here they were not forgotten. And then they took her and handed her over to the torturers. And Abraham said to Michael, Lord, who is this judge, and who is the other who brings the charges of sins? And Michael said to Abraham, Do you see the judge? This is Abel, who first bore witness, and God brought him here to judge. And the one who produces the evidence is the teacher of heaven and earth, and the scribe of righteousness, Enoch. For the Lord sent them here in order that they might record sins and the righteous deeds of each person. And Abraham said, And how can Enoch bear witness of the souls, since he has not seen death? Or how can he give sentence of all the souls? And Michael said, If he were to give sentence concerning them, it would not be accepted. But it is not Enoch's business to give sentence. Rather, the Lord is the one who gives sentence, and it is this one's task only to write. For Enoch prayed to the Lord, saying, Lord, I do not want to give the sentence of the souls, lest I become oppressive to someone. And the Lord said to Enoch, I shall command you to write the sins of a soul that makes atonement, and it will enter into life. And if the soul has not made atonement and repented, you will find its sins already written, and it will be cast into punishment. And after Abraham saw the place of judgment, the cloud took him down to the firmament below. And when Abraham looked down upon the earth, he saw a man committing adultery with a married woman. And Abraham turned and said to Michael, Do you see this sin? But, Lord, send fire from heaven, that it may consume them. And immediately fire came down from heaven and consumed them. For the Lord had said to Michael, Whatever Abraham asks you to do for him, do. And again Abraham looked up and saw other men slandering their fellows, and he said, Let the earth open and swallow them up. And while he was speaking, the earth swallowed them up alive. And again the cloud brought him to another place, and Abraham saw some people leaving for a desert place to commit murder. And he said to Michael, Do you see this sin? But let wild beasts come out of the desert and rend them in two. And that very hour wild beasts came out of the desert and devoured them. Then the Lord God spoke to Michael, saying, Turn Abraham away to his house, and do not let him go round to all the creation which I made, because his heart is not moved for sinners, but my heart is moved for sinners, so that they may convert and live and repent of their sins and be saved. And about the ninth hour Michael returned Abraham to his house. But Sarah, his wife, since she had not seen what had become of Abraham, was consumed with grief and gave up her soul. And after Abraham returned, he found her dead, and he buried her. Now when the days of Abraham's death drew near, the Lord God said to Michael, Death will not draw near to take away the soul of my servant, because he is my friend. But you go and adorn Death with great youthful beauty, and send him thus to Abraham, so that he may see him with his eyes. And Michael immediately, as he was commanded, adorned Death with great youthful beauty, and sent him thus to Abraham, so that he might see him. And he sat down near Abraham. When Abraham saw Death sitting near him, he was struck with great fear, and Death said to Abraham, Greetings, holy soul! Hail, friend of the Lord God! Hail, hospitable consolation of travelers! And Abraham said, Welcome, servant of God Most High! I beseech you, tell me what you are here, and why you are here, and come into the house, and partake of food and drink, and take leave of me. From the time when I saw you sitting near me, my soul has been troubled, for I am entirely unworthy to be in close proximity with you, for you are a high spirit, while I am flesh and blood, and therefore I cannot bear your glory, for I see that your youthful beauty is not of this world. And Death said to Abraham, I tell you, in all the creation which God created, there is not to be found one like you, for even God himself has searched and has not found such a one on the entire earth. And Abraham said to Death, How do you dare to lie? Because I see that your youthful beauty is not of this world. And Death said to Abraham, Do not think, Abraham, that this youthful beauty is mine, or that I come thus to every man. No, but if anyone is righteous as you are, I take crowns thus and go to him. But if he is a sinner, I go in great decay, and from their sin I make a crown for my head, and I trouble them with great fear, so that they may be dismayed. Then Abraham said to him, And whence comes this youthful beauty? And Death said, There is no other more full of decay than I. Abraham said to him, You are not, are you, the one called Death? He answered to him and said, I am the bitter name. I am crying. Abraham said to Death, Show us your decay. And Death made his decay manifest, and he had two heads. The one had the face of a dragon, and threw its sundice suddenly by asps. And the other head was like a sword, On account of it, some die by the sword, as they do by bow and arrows. On that day Abraham's servants died because of the fear of death. When Abraham saw them, he prayed to the Lord, and he raised them. Then God turned the dew out of the soul of Abraham as in a dream, and the commander-in-chief Michael took it into the heavens. And Isaac buried his father near his mother Sarah, glorifying and praising God, for to him belong glory and honor and worship of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.